Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am on the phone with the CEO of Real Times Media and publisher of Michigan Chronicle, Hiram Jackson. How are you?
I am great, Randy. Thank you so much for having us today. This is a very exciting time for us.
It really is. Now, I got a little glimpse of what we're going to talk about, and it is this gospel fest that you guys are going to do virtually on Sunday. Tell me how this came about.
Well, I mean, I don't have to tell anybody that this has been just a challenging year. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen a lot of sickness and death and unemployment. It's just been a really challenging year, and we really wanted to bring some happiness and some praise to our listeners and the city of Detroit, just to be a part of an uplifting season. We're really hoping that families will join us and show some appreciation for the things that have gone good for them this year. So our staff got together, and you know, the Michigan Chronicle has been a part of this community since 1936. And we just wanted to show some leadership and uplift the community and lift our souls together.
This is so fantastic. It's called the Season of Praise Gospel Fest, and it's hosted by Detroit's own Lexi, and you have some dynamite Detroit artists. So this whole thing is about the Motor City.
Absolutely. You know, I'm so impressed with the Michigan Chronicle staff. I got to give them a shout out because they've worked tirelessly over the last couple of months in pulling together a tremendous cast of characters in the space of gospel. You know, Detroit has always been a leader in music in general, but especially gospel. So we have Eric Dion and Kevin Stewart Jr. and Beth Griffith Manley, and Pam and Dodie, Charles Martin, Bill Moss Jr., Bam Travis, and the 12 New Music Company, all on one show.
That's amazing.
Yes, and like you said, Lexi is our host, and so we really want it to be an end-to-end celebration, and we want it to, you know, again, lift the spirits of the city collectively. Just say thank you, thank you, thank you for the things that we do have.
People making lists, buying special gifts,
On the phone with the CEO of Real Times Media and publisher of Michigan Chronicle, Hiram Jackson. And this is going to be such a special time to pause on Sunday and just get your family together and praise God together. Sunday, and it's going to be virtually, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be on our Michigan Chronicle Facebook Live page. You can also see it at MichiganChronicle.com. You know, it's Sunday at 6 p.m., so you can go to church, you can run your errands, and while you're cooking dinner, you can watch us on Facebook Live. And, you know, that's been one of the blessings of COVID-19. And I'm trying to look at this from a positive standpoint.
For sure.
You know, one of the blessings is that it's really given our company the opportunity to expand and explore new technology. So we're really excited about this. We've had so many virtual events this year, and I cannot think of a better way to cap the year by having a gospel celebration, you know, with Detroit families, and really, again, bringing gratitude to those of us who are healthy and have our families.
Yes.
And I can't think of a better operation to do it than the Michigan Chronicle, who's been a part of this community for so long.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Hiram, thank you so much for putting this together for us. I cannot wait to see it myself. I'm looking forward to it. I will be eating dinner, probably putting it down, shouting a little bit, and then going back to
eating. Right. And Randy, let me say that we do a lot of programming throughout the year at the Michigan Chronicle, and we're very particular about the companies that we work with and the companies that we allow to partner with us. And HAP has been a great partner.
Yes.
You know, their focus on wellness and family is perfect for this event, and it could not happen without HAP. So I just want to say, we got to support the companies that support our culture.
Mm-hmm.
HAP has been a great partner, and I would really be remiss without saying that. And I also would like to say thank you to City Council President Brenda Jones and Pastor Kinlock, Pastor David Johnson, Pastor Ryan Johnson, Pastor Steve Bland, and there's so many more who are involved in this. And I want to tell your listening audience, look out for a special tribute to Rance Allen. So I'm excited about that. Thank you so much, Randy, for having us. This is such an important program, and I'm really proud that we're able to do it with your station.
Yes.
So much to us.
Yes, me too. I just got chills about the Rance Allen part. I can't wait for that. It is the CEO of Real Times Media and publisher of the Michigan Chronicle, Hiram Jackson. God bless you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.